Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, I've been getting a few emails about the story we mentioned earlier about UConn in Mansfield, this fight over some land. It's really gross when you think about the state acting in a mercenary way against one of its own communities via UConn. After UConn shocked Mansfield residents by quietly purchasing nearly 20 acres of land the town had planned to use for a new apartment complex, local officials are pushing back, saying the decision will hurt affordable housing opportunities and cost millions in lost tax revenue. This purchase undermines years of collaborative work with the university, Mayor Tony Moran said during a news conference on Tuesday, calling the move a two-part threat. They have threatened to withhold access to the sewer system to certain developers, and they have also now raised the specter of, if we don't like what you're doing, we'll just buy you out. The impact on our relationship is severe. UConn confirmed Tuesday the recent decision by its board of trustees to approve the purchase of about 20 acres of land and one house on Route 44, adjacent to Parcel B of the school's tech park, where the town was planning to build the Villas at Four Corners, an apartment complex with about 360 units. Tension between UConn and the town regarding the land development is longstanding. In July 2020, the university sued Mansfield and its development partners, seeking to appeal the project's approval by the town's Inland Wetlands Commission. Anyway, it's a morass of bureaucratic infighting where the state is throwing its weight around. And it's infinite amounts of money. The governor just doing over $1 billion. You know the debt diet? He just did over $1 billion. $1 billion of bonding projects. They just think money grows on trees and that it's all for them to do whatever they want with. And if you look into it, you just see projects that are going to benefit them politically. That's how this whole thing works. It's scary how much power they take and how irresponsibly they wield it and how little respect they have for the damage they do to taxpayers, who ultimately have to deal with the damage they do. But they have no interest because it's them. Because it's them. Oh, speaking of which, Len Susio is going to be here in about, 35 minutes or so. And we will talk to him about some stuff that's going on. He's always got good stuff that's going on that you need to learn more about.
Sometimes I grow so tired.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
How did it happen? It's rant line time again. 860-751-4698. Let's do some ranting. Some ranting and rolling.
Todd, these stupid restaurants are closing at 9 p.m. I want a chicken parm. I want it at 9:15, 9:30, whatever. I call, they're closed. This is on a Saturday night. Saturday night in the middle of the summer, it's light out till 9, and I can't get a chicken parm. This is crazy.
Chicken parm? Chicken parm? That's not Italian food. That's pretend Italian.
It's mainstream Italian, but it is Italian.
No, it isn't. Italians don't eat like that. They don't take a piece of meat and melt the cheese all over. You no can do. Oh, no. You no can do. I know you eat chicken parm. That's why you're defending.
I make it homemade. It's good. Come on.
Yes, but when you talk, I mean, you talk about prosciutto. You talk like somebody who really has experienced Italian food.
Well, this is true.
A whole different story. Anyway, restaurateurs are struggling. Don't you understand? You can't be the demanding customer yet that you used to be. You can't be like this.
Todd, these stupid restaurants are closing at 9 p.m.
They can't hire enough staff because of the president and the governor ruining the marketplace, dumping all this money into it. They can't hire staff. They're tired.
Todd, these stupid restaurants are closing at 9 p.m.
And by the way, on a Saturday night, guess what? They're trying to rush out of there so they can get some rest before they have to come back the next day to do brunch in the morning.
I want a chicken parm. I want it at 9:15, 9:30, whatever. I call, they're closed. This is on a Saturday night. Saturday night in the middle of the summer, it's light out till 9, and I can't get a chicken parm. This is crazy.
And by the way, you know, you got to be nice to them. You got to use the sweetness. Lubricate with sweetness.
Hey, Todd, if you want a good laugh, last night Joe Biden had the supposed town hall with Don Lemon, and he's talking about his father, and he says, quote, my wife's father-in-law. His father, he says, my wife's father-in-law. You can find it. It's amazing what a buffoon this guy is.
You know, it's funny. We played that earlier, and I was trying to figure out what he was talking about. I wonder if he meant something else entirely. 860-522-9842. Mike in Plainville. Hi.
First point, I'll try not to laugh too hard. Our governor, this has got to be the most timid governor we've had. He's only qualified to be a powder puff dance instructor at Miss Porter's in Farmington because the state unions love him, and they know that he's not going to do a thing. They're just laying back and watching this guy sit there and do nothing. They're going to get whatever they want.
Sure.
State employees that are suing to stay home will continue to stay home.
I would expect so, yeah. He's not going to pick any fights with his core constituencies.
No, he's afraid of the unions, the state police. And, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to be like the Blues Brothers in the church when they were up dancing and they just raised their arms and said, hallelujah, the state just passed 100 new laws, which don't mean anything?
If you can sing like John Belushi.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What is it, Mike? Yeah.
Excuse me?
Finish up.
No, I'll get up and do a dance for you someday.
Awesome.
Point,
I like
my
it.
My point is, we're stuck with this. What can we do about it?
Well, get organized, you know, and push back against it. So it would have been nice. We had a nice crowd at our protest close to 2 weeks ago. We got 200 or 300 people. That's nice, but 2,000 or 3,000 would have been better. 20,000 or 30,000 would have been better. 200,000 would have been appropriate. People should be absolutely burning mad at the theft and abuse committed by big government. And there's this placid kind of demeanor about it. It's kind of weird.
Hi, Todd. Hey.
Hello, Gladys.
Hi, Todd. Hey, all you Biden people. Your buddy Biden can't be too worried about the COVID uptick. If he was, he would shut down the border. You can't tell me that all those illegals are healthy, huh? Later.
It's a question of priorities. You don't tell your best voters they can't move to America. You want them in the country so you can make them legal voters someday, not illegal ones.
Hey, Todd, under the category of you have to listen to what words they're using, all over this morning's news, that if you're vaccinated, you have a 0.001% chance of catching the virus and being a breakthrough case. But if you're unvaccinated, your chances of catching it are 100 times greater. Well, 100 times 0.001 is 0.1. Unvaccinated people have a 0.1% chance of getting the new, highly contagious Delta variant. It's all crazy. All of it.
Can you play that Chicken Parm song again, Anthony? You have that handy still? Baba diva 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 diva. That's a different one, huh?
It's just later in the song.
Same song?
Yeah.
Did he say something about bacala?
I think he did, yeah.
Love that guy. He's great. Here's your weather forecast. It's going to be cloudy. Nice night. 58 degrees. Low temperature overnight. That's scary. That's getting cold. That's like autumn. Mostly sunny tomorrow. It'll be just a great Saturday. Beautiful, beautiful summer day with temps in the low 80s. And on Sunday, the humidity is back. Maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high temperature of 80 degrees. Monday, same deal, but warmer, 87. We've got 80 degrees right now at WTIC. We're doing the rants.
Hello, Rant Line listeners. My name is Sue, and I'd like to start by giving you a heartfelt thank you.
My name is Sue. How do you do?
Hello, Rant Line listeners. My name is Sue. And I'd like to start by giving you a heartfelt thank you. Several months ago, you helped my brother John get a replacement license plate.
Ah, yes.
So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Now for the rant. This says it better than I ever could. This is a quote from Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. A nation always gets the kind of politicians it deserves. If a time ever comes when the religious Jews, Protestants, and Catholics ever have to suffer under a totalitarian state, which would deny them the right to worship God according to the light of their conscience, it will be because for years they thought it made no difference what kind of people represented them in Congress, and because they abandoned the spiritual in the realm of the temporal. I couldn't have said it better myself. There's another quote that I found. I wasn't able to find it again to read to you, and I don't want to misquote it. But Bishop Fulton Sheen also mentioned that our nation is not suffering from intolerance. It is suffering from an overabundance of tolerance. I couldn't agree more. And again, thank you.
Yeah, that was a nice thing that somebody did. Somebody helped John out. You remember that a few months ago when John's veteran's license plate was stolen off his car? And somebody called up and said, I will help him get it replaced.
We were informed that we are going to have to get ready to move because our lease is running out, or our lease ran out. Now we're month to month. So now realtors are pushy, and they're running around on the Saturdays, running through our house and trying to sell the place on me. And what are we supposed to do? I'm on Craigslist trying to find a place to live. Where are you going to go?
Life is hard. You ever think about this, how hard modern life is? Like, humans weren't meant to live in these complex societies. I mean, really, all this legal stuff, all these procedures for ownership or renting or whatever.
Paperwork and, yeah.
Oh, I hate paperwork.
Yep.
when computers were being introduced, they were selling the glory of computers. One of the ideas was we weren't going to use we weren't going to need paper anymore. Everything would be on a computer. All computers do is generate paper.
You know what? What about these little that are stealing cars?
What about them? What about those little beeps?
Matter of fact, a couple of months back, there was somebody looking under my car. I came out and I said, "What the hell are you doing?" They got out and they're like, "What are you going to do?" So I got up in their face and I said, "Listen, this is my car." He pushed me, I pushed him.
You pushed him? You pushed him? Are you kidding me?
Excuse me, I pushed him. And then he punched me in the eye. Oh. Mind you, it was a male against a female.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to steal our car, and then he ran off. This was in Berlin. Good night.
I don't know what it is with Berlin. It's like half the calls about this kind of thing are from Berlin. What is going on there?
I don't know.
And you probably are closing the restaurants at 9:15 when the other guy wants to get a chicken palm.
Hey, Todd, Wayne, Vietnam combat vet from Meriden. Just wondering, who feeds Biden his baby food in the morning and changes his Depends diaper?
I think his former wife's father-in-law, probably.
He must be getting that type of treatment right now because he doesn't make sense. He's always stammering when he talks and everything else. One other thing, I just want these scumbag kids that are out there, these ghetto thugs that are stealing cars and everything and assaulting people. You come into my neighborhood, boys, and I'm a legally permitted firearms carrier. You take a shot at me, and I'll use my Marine Corps training that's never left me, and you'll be going over to the medical examiner's lab in a body bag. So, forewarned. Stay out of my neighborhood,
one, yes.
Meriden. Okay, Todd, that's all I have to say. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You're missing the opportunity here, Anthony. We need that music coming in, creating the jolly mood, the happy mood. There we go. Mezzamala. Half bag? Mezzamala?
Todd, these stupid restaurants are closing at 9 p.m. I want a chicken parm. I want it at 9:15, 9:30, whatever. I call, they're closed. This on a Saturday night. Saturday night in the middle of summer, it's light out till 9, and I can't get a chicken parm. This is crazy.
Crazy. I need a chicken parm. It's my time. A foot of chicken parm. Please.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, that Italian is beautiful.
This is Mark from Bristol.
Yeah.
Ned Lament will run again. That needless Lament will be re-elected because our Democrat voters and independent voters will vote for him. They have no brains. They have less of a brain than Joe Biden.
Yes, my favorite curse was always, now I have to be politically correct and say, birthing person. It just doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't quite have the same rhythm to it, I don't think. Are you ready for a little explosion? It's time to blow somebody up.
Yeah, Todd, it's a great patriot again for another rant for today. A beautiful rant.
you have your speech of Bernie.
Wait a sec. Did he just do a Donald Trump imitation? He said his rant was a... Listen.
Yeah, Todd, it's a great patriot again for another rant for today. A beautiful rant.
A beautiful rant, he said, but you
it's
have to stretch
rant.
That out. A big,
it's the best
a
rant.
Big, beautiful,
it's beautiful
rant.
It's that's the
right.
best rant that's ever been.
Oh, Anthony, you're getting it. You're getting it. You're going to be talking like the president soon.
You have your speech of Bernie Sanders with wealth inequality and how does it possibly affect me, a middle-class person. I'm going to tell you how. Donald Trump and the Republicans always give massive tax breaks to the wealthy.
Tax breaks for the rich aren't a problem because it's their money in the first place. Let them have their tax breaks. That gives them more money to invest in economic activity, which creates jobs for all of us. The problem is not rich people having money. The problem is government taking the money because then it's not in the economy. Rich people don't take money out of the economy. That's something only government can do. They're always trying to shift the blame. They're blame shifters. They're the ones who create the mess.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Wow, wow, wow. We are making noise. That's Anthony on lead guitar. You're a blaze in there, Anthony. You talk about your guitar playing like it was nothing special, but you can rock. 860-522-9842. Poor Anthony. He's had a cold this week. He just sits there looking all sad. He's looking all sad. Let's do another nostalgia run down Jolly Ned's Comedy Club Lane.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next comedian's been working on some new material, and he is back by popular demand. Please put your hands together and give it up for Ned Lamont.
All right, happy Monday afternoon. I hope you had a great weekend, especially Saturday. Let me just give you quickly where we've been since Friday. You know, in China, they hand out free ice cream cones to everybody that now gets vaccinated. Krispy Kreme is now providing you a free donut if you get vaccinated. With that, Paul and Josh are here. Any questions?
NBC Connecticut.
It seems like in a lot of different ways, you've been very creative.
Hey, tell your TV audience, we're looking for ideas. The first young person that gets vaccinated will have a place in your TV show. I don't know. I think that could be about it, guys. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, you got to love Jolly Ned.
Hi, Todd. I'm one of those little landlords. You know, I've got a couple of houses. I rent them out. I'm the nicest guy in the world. I am fired up. I got a tenant came up to me yesterday. You know, I got it figured out that with all the rent you get, you're making too much money. You know, you really need to lower the rent. Lower the rent, I said. You really think I'm making a lot of money? By the time I pay for your kids' schooling at the public schools, I got to pay for the trash. I have to pay for the taxes. I have to pay for the plowing, the lawn, the maintenance, the plowing. I got to put a hot water heater in. I mean, how much money do you think I'm making here?
Bundles.
But, I mean, there's bundles. Just like this disconnect.
You're one of those evil rich people. That's why. They hear about you, you evil rich people, all the time. Hi, who's this? You're on WTIC.
This is Steve from Waterbury. How you doing there, Todd? Long time no talk.
Hello, Steve. Good to hear from you.
I want to encourage Ted, or Ned Lamont, to keep up his comedy routine and to give up his day job.
Yeah, he's good at the comedy, not so good at the gubernatorial stuff, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right, that's
see, what, are you, what are you doing this weekend? You going out for chicken parm?
I don't even know. I got to work both days, so.
Wow. That's a bummer. Yeah. Well, hopefully you got Monday and Tuesday off.
No, I'm doing 13 and a half days straight.
Yikes. All right. Well, good luck with that. Thank you for the call, sir. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842, the rant line number. Keep filling it up. Filling it up. 751-4698, the rant line number. Yes, we do them during this hour.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Todd, these stupid restaurants are closing at 9 p.m. I want a chicken parm. I want it at 9:15, 9:30, whatever. I call, they're closed.
God love you.
This is on a Saturday night. Saturday night in the middle of the summer, it's light out till 9, and I can't get a chicken parm.
God love you. Know what you do.
This is crazy.
The chicken parm dilemma. Where are the missing chicken eponymous? Hey, let's talk with Alain Asuzio. He probably has a chicken eponymous. Where you keep him, Alain?
Hey, huh? What's the matter with you, Pat?
Hey, Leonardo, where do you put all the chicken eponymous, huh?
Well, I got an idea where we could put them. And a certain property here in Meriden that you and I are going to talk about.
All right. It must be low-income housing.
My goodness, how did you ever guess that? You are.
Yeah, because that's where the chicken parm is really popular.
Yeah. See, there's a fancy word for that, Todd. You're perspicacious. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
You're perspicacious.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah. Look that up in your Funk and Wagnalls, and you'll find out.
Anthony, look that up in your Funk and Wagnall, okay? I'll let my producer do it. Little Anthony
good.
There.
What?
Little.
Perspicacious.
The Funkin' Wagnall. You know what a Funkin' Wagnall is? That's a dictionary, I think.
An old form of dictionary, yeah. I don't even know if they don't print anything much anymore, so.
Back when Leonardo was still in Italia. All right, so what's going on? Matt?
Well, I thought it would be interesting to talk about the affordable housing here in Connecticut. And there's a terrific example of it here in Meriden, where I live. There was a story a week ago Sunday in the Record Journal about a project developed as affordable housing for low-income people called Yale Acres. And now, Todd, I'm going to tell you a series of facts associated with this. Mm-hmm. And every time you say that's unbelievable, you're going to have to pause and wait, because I haven't told you the whole story. There's one thing out
Uh-oh.
There that makes it even more unbelievable. So.
Wow, this is very suspenseful now, okay?
Yes, we're going to build it up, the suspense, and when you hear every fact I tell you, you're going to become more and more outraged at what is involved here. So, the first thing is, there's 162 apartments involved, housing units involved. They were built at a cost of $52 million. Now, I know you're good with math, but I'll just do it for you. $321,000 per unit for affordable housing for low-income people. $321,000 per unit.
$321,000 in how many units?
162 units.
And is this being built from scratch, or is it a conversion, or what?
It was a conversion. There were it was an old property that had extensive renovations done to it, and they really went all out for it, too. They put underground utilities in, and that kind of a thing.
Is the purpose of these to be sold to people or rented out?
These are rentals properties, yep, to be rented out. So,
okay, do we know how much they're going to charge to rent them?
Well, it's all going to be based on the income of the occupant, and they're all going to be low-income people. So I'm sure
so 150 a month, 400
kind of
a month, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's
good. Keep it going.
Number one, but it doesn't stop there, because the story itself was about the housing authority wants to develop a community center for the facility, which will involve a swimming pool, a greenhouse, and its own power generation plant. And this will cost another $26 million, or in other words, $160,000 per unit. And one of the directors was quoted in the story saying, well, it could cost more than the $26 million. So you add that number up, and now you're talking, you're approaching $500,000 per apartment or housing unit.
$500,000 per apartment that's going to rent out for a few hundred dollars a month.
Yes, yes. And with all these nice amenities, I mean, you're going to have a pool there. You're going to have your own independent power plant. So when Eversource fails to deliver the electricity to you and me and all our listeners, these people are going to be insulated from that because they're going to have their own power plant.
But why would they even do their own power plant? Why would they even think of that? And why would if you've got Eversource, which is controlled by Jolly Ned, you know you're all set.
Yeah, well, yes and no. I mean, don't forget, we pay, as you know, I think, Todd, the highest electricity costs are in the lower continental United States, actually every state except for Hawaii. So, these people can't afford to pay the outrageous electricity costs that you and I pay. So, in effect, by building the power plant, it should make their power generation costs a lot less expensive than what you
Wait, do you think that's really why they're doing it, though? Or is it some kind of capacity issue or something?
No, I don't think it's capacity at all. I think it's just, if I was moving into a $500,000 apartment and they offered me the swimming pool, a greenhouse, and I don't have to worry about power outages anymore because we're going to have our own power generation facility, that would be a nice amenity, a very appealing amenity to someone like me.
But it's not like you need amenities with the list of other things that you're already offering. You're going to pack this place up, no problem. So you don't need the – and why don't they just give them free rent? It seems unfair to charge them. And will they have like in the bathroom, will there be a guy standing there to hand you a towel when your hands get wet?
A concierge, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it. I drove around the complex last week because I was curious to see what it looked like. And I have to admit, they do make it look like it's an expensive, group of these are all, I'm going to guess there's maybe about 14 buildings or so in all, and, you know, with their own, like, duplexes, triplexes, that kind of a thing. And all appearances are very, very attractive from that point of view. And they haven't taken down the power poles yet, the telephone poles yet, but the boxes are in for the underground utilities and everything. They're ready to be connected, and they'll be connected very soon. So you're talking. But Todd, it doesn't even stop there. Are you ready?
All right, keep it going. What's the next piece of bad news?
Well, because, you know, they may not have enough room in the property they own to build this magnificent little facility, they're proposing acquiring a group of houses that abut the property. And guess who built those houses originally? The Housing Authority. They're buying back houses that they built years ago to sell to low-income people as starter homes, and now they want to buy back the houses that they built back way back when.
And wait a sec, they're buying back the low-income housing, the affordable housing, so they can knock it down to build affordable housing?
Yes, that's it. That's true. That's a good way of summing it up, basically. Because you see, the value of those houses now is increased to the point, they're not $320,000 per unit or whatever, but they're still a lot more than what they were when they were built years ago. Mm-hmm. And so, they're buying these people out, some of whom have reached middle income status now, and they're going to just buy that property back so they can offer these wonderful amenities they don't have enough room for on the property, apparently. So you're talking about now, Todd. A lot of people listening to your show are probably outraged at this thought. Maybe a lot of them don't live in $500,000 homes, let alone apartments, okay? But stop and think about this. Even advocates for the poor and the homeless and affordable housing should be enraged about this. Why?
Why is that?
Well, because if you're building units that cost $500,000 each, well, there's only so much money to go around, even here in Connecticut, which means you can't build as many units as you'd like to for people who are homeless or indigent to occupy. So If you were paying only $100,000 per unit, you could build five times the number of units for people who are homeless or need affordable housing than you can when you're paying $500,000 per unit. So this hurts everybody in the final analysis. It hurts the taxpayers, many of whom don't live in units or housing that cost that much, but it hurts the people who are intended to benefit from it because they can't build as many of them as they could if they were more efficient with the spending of taxpayer money.
You're assuming the priority is to provide the maximum amount of housing rather than to make up for the years of neglect and lack of housing and people's need to be housed in the manner to which the government has made them accustomed.
Well, but, you know, like there was a low income housing project in Meriden that was torn down and other more affordable units were built downtown a few years ago. And again, it was in a ballpark of $300,000 per unit. But a lot of these people are moving from situations that were, you know, I hate to say it, not very attractive. And they would have been happy with far less extravagant new housing and would have made them really happy. But in this case, when you start building housing that costs more than the housing that most taxpayers live in, I think you just got to start asking some serious questions, especially when it's as extravagant as this with amenities that are not absolutely necessary for to live a decent, happy life or whatever. You know, we're running out of money. And again, this, I wish I could say this was the exception to the rule, but when I was on the state.
Hold on. Don't tell that story yet. Len Susio is here, former state senator. Sorry to interrupt you, Leonardo, but
hey,
duty calls and. Yeah.
Well, when I was on this in the state Senate, I was on the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee, and I was in the subcommittee related to bonding. And so we had the head of the housing for Connecticut, the commissioner, come in and ask for hundreds of millions of dollars. And as I perused the documents and the data that was given to me, I was shocked by how much it was costing. And I asked her at the time, this is back 4 years ago, in 2017, I asked her, I said, how much does it cost to build a unit of affordable housing in Connecticut? She said, about $250,000, but it can be more than that, depending on where it's built. And so that provoked me to look into it more, and I got all the so-called affordable housing that was built that year in Connecticut, and there was one project in Hartford, 10 units for $4.5 million were renovated. That's $450,000 per unit, and the rents were $80 to $120 a month. So,
oh, no, stop it.
Yeah.
Come on,
no,
that's not rent. that's the milk budget.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it? And then you wonder why the state of Connecticut gets out of control.
Hold on 1 second. If you're spending more than the average cost of, so somebody goes to work and buys their own home, the average cost of that home is going to be less than what the affordable housing units that are built by the, is this the state doing this?
This is the Meriden Housing Authority, but it's in cooperation
state
with the
funded,
state.
State-funded, though, right?
Yeah, so
they're driving up the cost of housing. They're making housing less affordable.
Yes, and follow the money. Look at who's getting all that money. I mean, are these units really $500,000 each when you look at all the costs, or are they being inflated? And certain people are making a lot of money on it.
Maybe. Oh, no.
Yes.
That's a whole nother side of the story.
God love you.
Wow. I hadn't even thought about that. That's amazing.
Todd, hey, what's the matter for you? You got to start thinking about these things, Todd. Hey.
Well, I can't be this devious as, you know, I never worked in politics.
God love you.
I don't know how to be this malicious. Yes, you've been close to it, and you've seen it up close, and you know. All right, Len Susio, good to talk with you. Have a good weekend. You going to go sailing?
I hope to. The weather's looking good. Come on and join me. We'll go for a little sail down in Fisher's Island. How's that sound?
When you're on dry dock, that's when I will join you in the boat. Not when there's water underneath it, all right? Thank you, Len.
Todd, I'll be sending you information about a nuclear engineer you'd like to talk to. You take care.
Thank you. We'll do that segment as soon as we can. Len Susio, former state senator.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.